This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, this is a first in radio history. This has never happened before. So Marty Griffin's on the fan hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. He's the guest on the fan hotline. He's in the studio, and the hosts are not in the studio. That's never happened before.
Man, it's freezing in here, Colin. And I mean freezing.
Yeah, well, better you than us.
Yeah.
We're glad you're in the studio. Marty, you're joining the Fan Morning Show because you joined us about a week ago. You did a brilliant thing at Oakmont Bakery with sandwiches, getting rave reviews. I saw it. I even saw a commercial just this morning, actually.
Eric Chafin.
I saw that this morning where they talked about it and documented it. What do you got going on that's already started that's going to pay off tomorrow? Tell us all about it, what you're doing with Monticello's.
Check this out. Frieza. If you call Monticello's Pizza anytime between now and tomorrow at noon. So anytime between now and tomorrow at noon, call any of the five Monticello's pizzas. It's a really good spot. And all you got to do is say, Marty sent me. And tomorrow you go to any, and you got to go to the location where you called. And so, and they want to know some numbers so they know how much dough to make. And you get a free pizza. And they'll give away up to 1,500 pizzas, guys. 1,500. That's really
amazing.
Cool.
So So people will have to, I assume, after they call and let them know that Marty sent them.
Yep.
Then they'll show up. Do they show up in a certain time frame, certain window?
Yeah, they'll ask you what time you plan on being here, just so they know how many pizzas they can make. And
right.
And here's the deal: Joe Wadlow is the founder of Monticello's, and he's a good friend. And I reached out to him. I said, "Hey, Joe, why don't we give away some pizzas?" And he said, "How many?" And I said, 1,000. And then within 20 minutes, my man said, "Let's go." Look, I think that a lot of these restaurants want to make sure that you know they're open. They want to responsibly keep their employees busy, and they want to responsibly serve people. And the truth is, at the Monticello's, it's all curbside, man. So you'll wait in a line, someone will bring out the pizza, and it's free. I mean, and he's just doing this because he gives a damn. And I tell you what, I find it to be amazing that a guy would say all five of my pizza joints will be open. So you call anytime now, but between now and tomorrow at noon, say, Marty sent me. I'm picking it up at the Babcock Boulevard, whichever one you want. There's five of them. On Monticello's, and you get free pizza. You can't beat that, boys. You just can't. It's fantastic.
No. Marty, the thing about it, and I look at this thing and I say, okay, like my wallet, we're talking in the morning, we're still drawing a paycheck, we're still doing okay. I see that long line yesterday at Duquesne City, and I know that there's a lot of people who aren't doing okay. So for me, I reserve those pizzas for people that might need a meal. And I hope that people do that. I'm not telling people what to do.
Right.
I just hope that they do that, Marty.
By the way, this is a wonderful assessment of the situation. Guys, I've been at this 30 years now, and I have never ever seen a cataclysmic pandemic like this. And I believe that so many of my friends that own restaurants will go under. We'll go under. And if we can do anything possible to make sure that we support these local restaurants, I've called 4, 5, 6 takeout meals. We usually don't do it, but we got to find some way to help these folks, because at the end of the day, we're in a service community. And 60% of the jobs around here, guys, are service. I have a buddy who runs the District Hotel downtown. You know Mark Diantennis. You guys have been down there.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one in that hotel. The only man in there. It's like The Shining. He's Jack Nicholson. All he hears is Red Drum. Red Drum. It's bad, gentlemen. Bad. And Colin, you're spot on, man. For the folks who need a meal, a really nice steaming hot pizza. Get on out there. I'd love to see you out there tomorrow. I'll be at the Babcock restaurant.
Marty, I know I used to be involved in the hotel industry, so I know a lot of people in that industry, the tourism industry, which has just been crushed by this. You're talking to people every single day on your show, whether it be in restaurants, hotels, tourism, whatever industries that are being negatively affected by this. And then you're also talking, I've heard you talk to people who are working in the healthcare industry. They're calling in saying, hey, this is what it's like. What is the sense of your people's morale out there? Because we're still seeing positive stories like this, and it feels like people are still rallying around the cause, especially here in Western PA.
It's astounding. I mean, we're working on several deals where businesses have reached out to me. Working on a big, big deal that Sarah's Candy's putting together for us. We're working on a big deal. We're going to buy $20,000 worth of food to give to folks. So there's two facets to this, because the facet of the kindness and the generosity and the greatness is truly there. However, guys, in my life, I've never seen such angst, panic, anxiety. I know a bunch of nurses. I have my sister, Sandy Tresser. She's a nurse. Her two daughters are nurses. I have a brother who sells in that business. I have neighbors who are doctors. I have never in my life seen this much anxiety in the healthcare industry. And I'm telling you, they're there every day, and they're warriors, man. They're big-time warriors. And they're in it to make certain that they do their job every day in the middle of this pandemic that no one's ever seen because of the mystery of it, guys, right? There's so much of a mystery to this thing. No one really knows exactly, but let me say this as I leave here. Right now, this morning, I talked to my people inside a UPMC. To this date, we are seeing much lower numbers, positive tests, than most regions of the country. Much, much lower than the hot spots, like New Orleans, and like we're seeing in New York. They're not saying it's not going to hit us, but gentlemen, so far it hasn't. It really hasn't. 8-10% testing positive, and they're testing the sickest of the sick. So let's hope it stays there.
Tell us again real quick about your guy that's the owner of Monticello's and what he's doing, just so we can get that out there again, and just the generosity that they're showing here.
Joe Wadlow, a former Marine, actually once a Marine, always Marine. Joe called me and said, let's do it. I asked Joe if he'd give away 1,000 pizzas. He said, Marty, if we have to give away 1,500, we'll give away 1,500 pizzas. Call any of the five Monticello's pizzas between now and tomorrow at noon. Say, Marty sent me, put your pizza order in, and bam, get in line with the rest of us tomorrow. See you there at the Babcock Boulevard Monticello's at about 12:30.
Marty, you're the best. You're always there for people, especially in times of need. We appreciate it. Anytime you want to jump on, we're here for you. Marty, thanks for all you do. We'll talk again soon, brother.
Love you, boys. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity on this fantastically cool platform.
All right.
No, thank you, Marty.
Marty Griffin. He just does so much for so many people. And I'm telling you, if you're at Marty Griffin, I said this to somebody the other day, Chris. I said, Marty Griffin's the kind of guy where I could call him on his cell phone or text him and say, and I know Marty, I mean, I've known him for a long time, but we don't go out socially all the time. We're not like the greatest of friends, whatever. I know him from work, and I know him as a guy that I work with and a guy that I know a little bit socially, but not, you know, again, my best friend in the world. I could call him at 1:30 in the morning and say, Marty, I need a lift. And him say, where are you? And I say, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he'd say, okay, I'm going to get in my car and start driving. He's that kind of person that if you do good by him, he's going to do good by you. He's going to help you out. It's just sight unseen, no questions asked. I'm there to help you out. And that's what he is.
That's indicative of the way I feel most people around here are reacting to everything. You know, we're extremely proud of where we come from for a lot of good reasons, but I think chief amongst them is the fact that the atmosphere here in Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, and the 10 county region, anybody within the sound of our voices, really, the atmosphere is one of, we're going to get through this together, and if there are those that need help, you got guys like Joe at Monticello's stepping up and saying, hey, we get through this together. Here's how I can help. I'm going to help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.